9 FM,
live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
It is Newsmaker 2 time, brought to you by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th Avenue. Call 620-342-4864. At Flint Hills Community Health Center, they give you something to smile about. An opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today. Or visit them at flinthillshealth.org. KBOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM live and a local Newsmaker 2 time on this Thursday morning, and we are happy to be joined by Kansas AAA spokesperson Sean Stewart. And Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays to you. We have you in today to talk a little bit about some kind of traffic projections for the holiday season. I know that one of the things I read earlier this week, that today and tomorrow and even early on Saturday are the three busiest travel days, especially on the roadways. Is that kind of what you expect?
Yeah, that's right. This afternoon, tomorrow afternoon especially, as you know, people getting off work still, merging with holiday travelers, that's going to be the most congested times on the highways, especially when you talk about getting into metro areas. So if you're traveling, you might look to avoid large cities those times, and just sort of pack your patience throughout the next few days if you're driving.
Sean, how big of a difference are we going to see in Christmas holiday travel versus last year? Obviously, we've got back-to-back COVID years in place, but for Thanksgiving, the projections were for notably increased traffic this year versus last year.
Right, and travel during the 2021 year-end holiday period will rebound significantly from last year as well. We're projecting almost 110 million travelers across the country, and that's about a 34% increase from last year. And it gets us back to within about 8% of the pre-pandemic levels of 2019. And as you'd expect, as is usually the case, road trips remain the top mode of travel, with, you know, a little bit more than 100 million car travelers projected this year. And that's a 28% increase over last year. So air travel as well is going to be significantly up from last year, 184% increase. We're expecting 6.4 million air travelers this holiday season. So people, you know, despite the upturn with the Omicron variant, people are seeming more comfortable traveling this year.
Are we ready for that amount of travel specifically on the road, especially given the fact that we had such the decrease in travel over the really 2020?
Well, you know, I guess we'll find out. You know, it's always a good time if you haven't done a lot of traveling over the last year or two, really just to pay attention to safety as you're driving. You know, pay attention to the speed limits, make sure that everybody in your vehicle is buckled up. And really just, you know, don't be distracted while you're driving. Try to keep your focus on the road. If you're getting messages, have someone else in the car check those for you so you're not looking down at your phone when you should be looking at the road. As the roads become more congested, the chance of serious crashes can increase. So it's important to be safe as we're all driving during the holidays this year.
Sean Stewart again joining us with Kansas AAA as we look ahead to specifically the Christmas holiday weekend. The projections are for quite a bit more travelers on the road, but really every other way you slice it, we're going to be dealing with increased holiday traffic here, regardless of the means. For folks that haven't taken a look at their vehicles yet specifically here, Sean, there may not be a whole lot of time and there may not be a whole lot of space available for them to get their vehicles checked, but are some of the traditional pre-travel safety tips that folks need to keep in mind here this late in the game?
Yeah, winter is especially busy time for our emergency roadside service folks. We get a lot of calls throughout the winter, as you'd expect, although the weather this week is obviously very nice. But, you know, batteries are a big issue. We see a lot of dead batteries during the winter. Tires are an important thing to pay attention to as you're headed to a road trip. Make sure that your tires are properly inflated and have good tread so you have traction. Just getting your car in for a checkup, making sure that all the key systems are working. Check your coolant, antifreeze, make sure that all your belts and hoses are in good shape so you can avoid a breakdown. You know, we're out there to help people if you do have a breakdown on the roads, but we'd prefer that you get to your destinations and spend your holidays with your family rather than stuck on the side of the road.
Absolutely. Are you expecting really a lot of traffic here nationwide, region-wide for the upcoming New Year's Day holiday? Because it seems to me that would be more of a closer to home holiday than some of the other ones, specifically Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think most people are generally around where they live more so on the New Year's holiday. But, you know, if people are taking this whole week off, especially the day, the second is projected as a very busy time for people returning home from their holiday trips. So be especially aware if you're driving that day, especially in the afternoon and evening of the second, the roads could be extra crowded in certain places.
And, you know, obviously with New Year's, but it really goes to reason with any holiday. You mentioned here distracted driving. Mm-hmm. Best also to avoid some little extra stuff behind the wheel as well.
Impaired driving is where you're going, Chuck?
Yes, exactly where I'm headed. Yep.
Exactly, yeah. It's definitely an issue. Frankly, between Thanksgiving and New Year's is a very deadly time on our roads. There's more DUI arrest than any other time of the year. So lots of holiday parties and people just getting together with friends and, you know, just making that decision to get behind the wheel is if you're buzzed or impaired is never a good thing. So make a plan to have a designated driver or organize a ride share or a cab to get you where you need to go. But don't get behind the wheel if you're impaired. It's just not worth the consequences.
One of the things as we shift off of that particular topic here, Sean, and get close to wrapping up our interview here for today is gas prices. And it seems like, at least here locally, we're holding $2.96 to roughly $3.06 a gallon, at least for the last 4 to 6 weeks. But it does sound like the region prices are starting to tick down just a little bit.
Yeah, we've in general seen a decrease in prices both here in Kansas and nationally over the last month to 6 weeks as crude oil prices have come down. I think the increase in the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has, you know, tempered thoughts in terms of the economy a little bit, and I think that's had some impact on crude oil prices, which make up 50% to 60% of the price we see at the pump. So over the last month here in Kansas, we've gone from an average of $3.05 a gallon down to today's $2.97 a gallon, which that puts us eighth cheapest in the nation. So it's always a good thing to be in this part of the country for gas prices. If you're headed around this region for the holiday, a lot of the states right around us, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, those four are actually the four cheapest gas prices in the country.
Not bad. Anything from, you know, it does seem like all the headlines that I've seen with oil prices, though, are they're, you know, pretty elevated at this stage of the game, and in large part because of COVID-19 matters. Do you see anything possibly changing that particular picture soon that would help gas prices come down or maybe perhaps unfortunately push them back up again?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, if COVID-19, you know, continues on its upswing, if it becomes a big issue globally like it was last year, you know, that can impact demand on the downside, which would lower gas prices. So, you know, it's not something that we really want to see. Do we really want COVID to be shutting down our economy and lots of travel again? I don't know that anybody wants that, but that would be certainly one thing that but could have a downward trend for gas prices.
Understood. Sean, is there anything else that you wanted to touch base on here before we close things down and get you at least closer to your holiday?
Thanks. Yeah, I think just in terms of costs of travel, air travel, hotels and car rentals are all going to be a little bit more expensive than we've seen over the last year or two. So if you're integrating those into your travel plans, just make sure that you're budgeting a little bit more. And, you know, gas prices have been pretty high this year, although, like you said, they are down here over the last month or so. So a little bit of good news there.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Sean, thanks so much here for your time with us this morning and the insight. And hope you have a great Christmas and a great holiday period. And we'll be talking with you probably around around Memorial Day, if not a lot sooner than that.
That sounds great. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Sean Stewart joining us here, our Newsmaker 2 guest from Kansas AAA. We'll be breaking that down into stories a little bit later on here today. Did want to let you know that tomorrow we do have What's in Outdoors set up for 8:20, or really right coming up here tomorrow morning. And then Monday's Newsmaker 2 guest will have Emporia Fire Chief Jack Taylor. His career, his upcoming retirement, will be the focus Monday morning here on KVOE.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much. Our Newsmaker 2 interview brought to you by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th Avenue. Call 620-342-4864. 844 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We will get to sports headlines here in just a moment. Local headlines just a couple minutes away right now. The latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
The rush on for COVID tests, including at-home rapid tests ahead of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. ABC's Mia Rival is reporting from Dallas.
CVS is actually taking the tests and trying to distribute them around the country where they're needed most. Also, the federal government is stepping in and really ramping up their efforts on the testing program they have going on right here at DFW Airport, actually. There is three testing sites, one before TSA security, two after, and they're testing about 300 people a day.
The U.S.